السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. I have recited part of an ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, announced to the people that if you love Allah, then follow me, obey me. Yuhbibkumullah, Allah Ta'ala will also love you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala made it conditional that if you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is important, it is necessary that you obey Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala will also love you. Alhamdulillah, with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal, ihsan, ni'mat, with His grace, with His kindness, with His generosity, with His mercy only, this insignificant servant was given once again the opportunity of visiting those Mubarak lands. I recall that it was almost about a year ago, very similar occasion when I returned. I mentioned one or two things about the ziyarat of the Haramain Sharifain. It is not my intention to give any talk on Hajj or the Masail of Hajj or Fazail of Hajj or Fazail of the Haramain Sharifain in detail, but something that inspired me there, I would like to share it with you, as I shared with you on the last occasion. It may be a repeat for many brothers, but believe me that that is the only way that you can really enjoy the ziyarat of Rasul-e Pak Rauza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ziyarat of Kaabatullah and the stay in that Mubarak place. If we do not have that kind of azmat in our heart, then there are many of us who go repeatedly, but we come back just as we went, or in fact sometimes worse. A young brother mentioned to me there in Makkatul Mukarrama, in this very journey, he says, Maulana, I came here about 15 years ago. And that time what I enjoyed, the spirituality and the ruhaniyat, he says, this time I'm trying, but it seems like I'm empty inside. What is the reason? So I gave him a whole explanation, and then I encouraged him to join us in our program that night, which we normally used to have right at the back of Multazam, in front of the wall right behind Multazam. So there, when you are standing, you've got the Multazam in front of you, you've got the Hajr-e Aswad there, you've got the Mizab-e Rahmat there, and you've got the whole Kaabatullah there. So the feeling is very different. So something that I explained to them, or explained to many brothers repeatedly there, and I even here at the airport when I arrived, was that you must picture the Kaabatullah as a waterfall. There is a waterfall. We know that when the water is of huge volume and it is falling from a very great height, those who have been to Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls or such kinds of falls, then they know that when there's a huge volume of water and it is falling from a height, then the spray of that water goes very far. Allah. So much so that it forms into what we term as rainforest, where there are lots of trees. That same spray is going over the water, over the trees, and if you have to go under the trees, it seems as if it's raining all the time. But it is that splashback of that water is that spray of that water. So if the volume of water that is falling from a height in this world, it can cause such a spray that people who are sitting even 100 meters away, they get drenched, they get soaked.
Allah.
Then what about the rains of rahmat which are falling? The rains are pouring on that Kaaba Sharif 24 hours of the day, because it is a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that 24 hours of the day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat is pouring onto the Kaaba Sharif. 60 for those people making tawaf, 40 for those making namaz, and 20 for those just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. Their sins are getting washed, and so many other virtues have been mentioned. It is far more virtuous than even the person who's sitting in his home and room and making ibadat and zikr and tilawat and fasting the whole day. He's just watching the Kaaba Sharif. So what is it? Is that volume of nur, that volume of rahmat, that volume of barakah that is falling on the Kaaba Sharif. Now if you are sitting there with that tasawwur, with that imagination, that I am sitting here, I am only just a few feet away or a few meters away from the Kaaba Sharif, then how much I can get drenched in these rains of rahmat that are falling here. If we sit with that, we will find a different feeling. And then again you see that this is the same Kaaba Sharif, that same multazam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's chest mubarak touched. It is the same Hajar-e Aswad, those same stones which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked with his mubarak hands and placed there, which means that we can take qasam upon qasam and say that these stones have been touched by the mubarak hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have been kissed by the mubarak lips of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we don't know how many anbiya and how many sulaha and how many tabeens and sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu ajmain and how many ushaq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have kissed it. So when we picture, as my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says, whilst he was making tawaf, this couplet suddenly came on his lips. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen pe chale the nabi ke qadam. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen pe chale the nabi ke qadam. Jis se chipke the kul sina-e-anbiya, jis se chipke the kul sina-e-anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. I said, where is my qismat to make tawaf of the haram? Where is it in my qismat to make tawaf of the haram? Jis zameen pe chale the nabi ke qadam. Our feet, we know how sinful places these feet have taken us to. How much of places of sin, of shame, of evil, of haram our feet have gone to. Each one of us, we know in our school days or after that or up till now, how many haram places we walked with these feet of ours. Now with this same dirty, filthy feet of ours, we are given the opportunity to walk on that piece of ground where my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam feet walked. Now when you have that kind of feeling in the heart that I am walking on that ground that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, and he says that's multazam which was touched by the chest of all the anbiya. So my chest has got the opportunity of touching that same multazam.
Wow.
So if you picture it like that, we will have a different feeling. And then each and every area there, of course, then that will become a complete bayan on Hajj. But you have to make use of this imagination that Allah Ta'ala has given. That the rains of rahmat are falling, the spray is coming, it is washing my heart. Make sincere tawbah at that time, get drenched in those rains of rahmat. Then we will see something else in the Kaabatullah. At present we just see four walls there. But not to go into any more details, the same with Madina Sharif, the Rauza of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That there is a connection between the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his resting place, and it is a unanimous or it is an agreed opinion this consensus of opinion that the resting place of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is far more precious than even the arsh of Allah ta'ala. So now you are just few meters away from the resting place of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and it is connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's arsh, and in fact Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So imagine those rains again that are pouring there of the rahmat of Allah ta'ala, of mercy. Now if you sit there and picture that, that is that waterfall and that spray is getting us and we are sitting there and getting drenched, then it is going to create a different effect. And then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza-e Aqdas, I was sitting outside watching the Mubarak dome, the green dome, Gumbad-e-Khazra, outside, sitting there and just watching because the Haram Sharif was closing. So I was oblivious of who is going past. I was so engrossed. But somebody came past and made loudly salam. So I said, Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah. It happened to be somebody from Johannesburg. So he asked me, he says that, Maulana, what are you? He recognized me. I did not recognize him, but he knew me. So I said, he asked me, what are you staring at? What are you looking at? What are you glued to? So spontaneously I gave him a reply. I said, I'm watching all the flights that are coming in. So he got very surprised. He said, well, it doesn't look like an airport here. Which flights is Maulana watching? There's no airport here. And no aeroplane flies past here. So he says, Maulana, which flights are you talking about? I said, we always quote one hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahin yuballighuni an ummati as-salam. Allah Ta'ala has got angels that roam about the earth, and they convey to me the salam of the people who recite durood and salam. If we recite, say, read one time the durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. So as we recited it, the angels carried it and they conveyed it to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said, I'm watching the flights that are coming in of these angels from America, from China, from Holland, from Masjid-e-Noor, from all different parts of the world. There are flights coming in. We are not seeing them, but they are coming in because we believe in what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to be the truth. And I said, if you can't understand it, then if some friend of mine has to now phone me on my cell, if I had a cell with me and he phones me on my cell. So from South Africa, within seconds, he is connected. And he will make Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And I will reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It took a few seconds. And I didn't see nobody coming through with that message. I didn't see any aeroplane coming. Wow. I didn't see nothing. But we believe that there is a connection, because the infrastructure, the transmitters and the everything that is required for such kind of communication is there. So if within seconds that salam of my brother from South Africa I can reply to here, then what if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got these angels who go faster than even that and convey it to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said, I was just engrossed that somebody is reading durood and salam somewhere in the world. Allah ta'ala's whole system is such, the earth is rotating. So therefore somebody is, as we make Isha here, somewhere they are making Maghrib, somewhere they are making Fajr, somewhere they are making Zuhar, somewhere there is Ishraq, somewhere it is Chash, somewhere it's Awabin. And then millions of people all over the world, somewhere or the other, they are reading Durood Sharif on Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So which means 24 hours these flights are just coming in of the angels by the millions. They are just coming and going, coming and going. Now imagine if millions of angels are coming on the Rauza Mubarak all the time and coming and conveying to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the salam. What kind of noor and what kind of barakat must be in that Mubarak place? I said, after that, if we can't get anything in our heart still, then that heart needs an operation. Then that heart is very badly damaged. It definitely requires an operation. As the cardiologists sometimes say, that all four arteries are clogged. Now you need an operation. So here also all the arteries are clogged of our ruhaniyat and spirituality because of our haram to an extent that is gone beyond the limits, that we can't absorb anything. So this is the thing that we get there. So there again, Now one side that rahmat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is resting there. This is just the angels that are coming, and he himself is resting there. As again that Bedouin who said, Nafsil fida'u li qabarin anta sakinuhu fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. Nafsil fida'u li qabarin anta sakinuhu fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before that he states, he says that this qabr, this piece of ground, it gained its virtue because of the burial of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, in there it's not the body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We mustn't picture Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a dead body that is lying there. Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala has given him a kind of a hayat we can't even understand. So he says it gained its significance because of that. So in this qabr there is all the goodness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you can think of, his akhlaq, his character, everything that was in his character, his generosity, his kindness, his forgiveness, his mercy, his rahmat, his large-heartedness, and all the other sifats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his zuhud, his taqwa, his sabr, his shukr, his everything that you can think of is there. You've got everything there just within a few meters of your standing. And he says, you are the only one that we can hope for intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Your intercession is the only thing that I can hope for and wish for, especially over Pul Sirat when feet are going to slip and people are going to fall into Jahannam. He says, at that time, what else can I hope for? وَصَاحِبَاكَ فَلَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. I cannot forget your two companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, until the pens write, may salam be upon you. So now on the one side you've got that. So now this I'm trying to give you a picture of at night when we used to make dua after the haram is closed. So in that courtyard, on the left hand side is Jannatul Baqi, and on the right hand side now is the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are standing right in line with the dome. Now you can just picture that. You see pictures all the time of the Rosa Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that how do you get that inside, that different feeling, that kafiyat? How do you rise higher than what, than instead of just remaining on the earth? So now one side you picture all that, that rahmat that's falling there, that's downfall there, that waterfall there. And then I explained to them, I said, look on your left now. On your left is Jannatul Baqi, Baqiya Gharqad, on your left. And who lies buried in there? The wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, daughters of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, sons of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, more than 10,000 Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhi Majma'in, thousands of Awliya, and we don't know who is buried there. So I said, don't look at the graves from the top. The top is just sand. And in fact, it's so simple. The government there has made it so simple that our graveyards look more attractive. Outwardly, it looks so simple that the person would think that this person is a real pauper and a beggar who lies buried here. But it is our belief, our yaqeen, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that after a person is buried, then his grave becomes Rawzatum min Riyadil Jannah, or it becomes Hufratum min Hufarin Niran, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Either it becomes a garden from the gardens of Jannat, or it becomes a pit fire of the pit fire of hell. That is what it becomes. Now our yaqeen is all the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, and all the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's wives and daughters and the awliya-i-kiram and all who are buried there. Now imagine each one has got his garden of Jannat. What kind of gardens of Jannat they must have got. What kind of fragrance, what kind of gardens, what kind of life they must be enjoying. Now if Allah Ta'ala had to just expose one of those qabars, what is happening inside there, and leave it open for the world to see, then no kafir will remain a kafir, he will accept Islam. Because that will be open evidence after that. Now he won't be believing in ghaib, he will be believing in his eyes and his nose. If we, all of us have to smell that fragrance coming out from there and see those gardens that are there, and then if somebody gives a speech that, look, if you are obedient to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this is what you will get in the grave. So then what are we believing? We are believing what we are seeing with our eyes. So we are believing what our Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and it's our yaqeen that indeed each and every one of them have got gardens of Jannat. And what kind of gardens those must be? What kind of fragrance they must be enjoying? So what kind of rahmat and noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be pouring upon those graves? Now you've got that on the one side. And then we are standing in Madina Tayyiba, in this location. Now one side the Kareem Allah, and one side the Kareem Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in between sinful one like us, and raising our hands and making dua. And the Rosa of Mubarak, the rains of rahmat are pouring in this side, the rains are pouring. So how can the person be then deprived? But then we have to make that little effort and then retain it inside. Brothers, it is so sad, so sad. Of course, we don't go there to look for the weakness and shortcomings of anybody. We must go there and look at our own weakness. We must not look at all the weakness of the people there. But certain things just come before your eyes. So then we have to make dua for them. It is so sad that when Palestine is burning, when little children are not spared, when four-month-old babies are not spared, at that time, I purchased one newspaper to find out, to read something about Palestine, what was happening. The leading article in that newspaper, whereas Palestine is burning, and almost half the page was devoted to the football match that took place in Jeddah, which was visited by the king of the place, and hundreds of thousands of people were cheering and waving, and it was as if the jihad and the battle had been won. And thereafter, it was almost like riots, I believe, in Jeddah. So this is the ploy of the Yahud. If you have to go with a pawn and a filthy magazine and they have to catch you at the airport, then they will put you into prison. But yet you can watch worse than that on the channels of television that are available there. Flipping through that newspaper, I thought I was reading some newspaper in New York, where there was so much of reviews about films which were being shown there. Now how do we expect rahmat and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? This is the reason we go and get caught up in all these type of things, and when we return, then we are empty inside. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept whatever duas were made.
Amen.
We are not worthy of really presenting anything to Allah Ta'ala, but He is Kareem and we are hopeful of His mercy and forgiveness. But we have to make a lot of dua for ourselves and for the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the fitnas that are pouring into those Mubarak lands, it is no doubt heralding the coming of Hazrat Imam Mahdi, and thereafter all the fitnas of Dajjal and everything is going to be very, very rapid. Then Madina Sharif will be shaken. It will be shaken. And according to the hadith, the munafiqeen will be thrown out. There will be earthquakes. There will be tremors. And the hypocrites and munafiqeen, they will be thrown out, can mean many things. One is that they will be thrown out and then they will die. Or they will leave and go away from there. And Madina Sharif will be empty of all the hypocrites. So we have to keep checking that, are we hypocrites in that Mubarak land? Proclaiming something and doing something. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Just in conclusion, one other fact that came to mind when we were at the, because Maulana is sitting here and is an expert in Masail of Hajj and Fazail of Hajj. So Maulana jab ziyarat hui wo Jabal Noor ki, when we saw Jabal Noor, where the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. So Allah Ta'ala put this thought into my mind that look at this country, how many relics and how many important places of ziyarah and barakat and rahmat have been destroyed. roadways, canals, tunnels, this, that, that has destroyed them. But look at that Jabal Nur, where the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Verily we have revealed the Quran Sharif and we take upon ourselves its protection. So Allah Ta'ala didn't only protect the Quran Sharif, He even protected that place where the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed. That they touched everything else, but that cave of Hira, it is in such a place, it could only be Allah Ta'ala's wisdom and Allah Ta'ala's hikmah and Allah Ta'ala's qudrat that Rasul-e-Pak walks right from Makkah Sharif. It takes us so long by car, and he goes right up that mountain and goes and makes his muraqabah and khalwa in that cave. Just imagine in that darkness of that night, and at that time there was no locality there, no people there settled. Imagine in that darkness, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in that cave right on top there for days on end. So Allah Ta'ala preserved that too, where each and every person can take a qasam again and say that definitely my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was here when he received us with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is how we have to develop that kind of consciousness to be able to receive the noors of rahmat, the noor and the rahmat which is pouring there in those mubarak lands. And we have to make an extra effort these days to stay away from all the temptations that have been placed all around. Person just gets caught either here or there or some way gets caught. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with all the choicest blessings, forgive our sins, and bless us with the closeness and the muhabbat and the marifat of His and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will not be having a program on this Thursday. Qazi Mujahidul Islam is expected here. So we will just have a short zikr.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے mere gulistan mein sab gul hai bas ek agar hu to khar mein hu.
Oh Allah, in your garden there's nothing but flowers. If there's only one thorn, then that's myself.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai bas ek agar hu to khar mein hu. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hu. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hu. Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho Teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho Badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Just before I make dua, one thought sometime comes into the minds of the poor people or those who cannot afford to make it for the ziyarat of the Haramain Sharifain, the ziyarat of the Roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they must remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is merciful, He is kind, and He is fair and just. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ziyarat is a bonus, there's no doubt. But the true and the real thing is the ittiba, the obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If you are in South Africa but obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then you are in Madina Sharif, then you are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And if you are in Madina Sharif but disobeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then you are not in Madina Sharif, Allah. You are not close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is the criteria. Wherever you are, if you are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then you are there. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم خطا کار ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں اے اللہ ہم تیرے ناپاک بندے ہیں لیکن میرے اللہ پاک کرنے والا تو ہے او اللہ We are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my most compassionate, kind, forgiving, loving and caring Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, at such short notice, such a large number of brothers have gathered here and so many sisters have gathered at the madrasa. Ay Allah, for what other purpose have they gathered if they did not have your love in their hearts? If they did not have the love of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu in their hearts? If they were not seeking forgiveness for their sins, if they did not want forgiveness for their sins, they would not have gathered here. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on all. Ay Allah, have mercy on all of us. Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ay Allah, teri rahmat ki barish hum par farma. Ay Allah, hamare har gunah ko maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Oh Allah, we have seen with our eyes the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have seen with our eyes the Baytullah. Oh Allah, we have seen with our eyes the Mizab Rahmat and the Ajri Aswad. Oh Allah, we have seen with our eyes the mountains of Uhud. And oh Allah, so many places that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, where he sat, where he conducted his majlis and his waz and his nasihat and where he performed his salat. Ya Allah, those of us who have been blessed with the ziyarat of these mubarak places, Ya Allah, don't let our eyes see anything that is haram anymore. Ay Allah, in aankhon ne jin cheezo ki ziyarat kar li, Ay Allah, iske baad kisi haram cheez ki hamari ziyarat na ho. Ay Allah, protect our eyes from haram. Ya Allah, protect our ears from haram. Oh Allah, protect our tongues from haram. Protect our hands and feet from haram. Ya Allah, if these feet have walked in those Mubarak lands, then oh my beloved Allah, do not let our feet walk to any haram place anymore. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, so many people are suffering different kinds of problems. Ya Allah, those who are suffering sickness and illness, change their condition of sickness to good health. Ya Allah, sometimes the sickness can be a means of rahmat. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak and we cannot bear this rahmat of pain and sickness. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are poverty stricken, oh Allah, change it to the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, but protect them from the fitna us of wealth. Amen. Hey Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Amen. Oh Allah, those who are suffering other kinds of difficulties and problems and trials, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and their problems. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty full of halal and remove their financial difficulties. Hey Allah, bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction in our hearts. Bless us with yaqeen on your zaat. Oh Allah, bless us with yaqeen on your zaat. Oh Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Oh Allah, bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with the muhabbat and yaqeen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the muhabbat and ma'rifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, hame tawakkul naseeb farma. Fill our heart with zuhd. Fill our heart with taqwa. Fill our heart with the noor of qanaat. Fill our heart with the noor of sabr and shukr. Fill our heart with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Oh my beloved Allah, these hearts which you blessed us with, which was supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasul-e-Faq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to so many evil desires and passions. Ey mere pyare Allah, we have made our hearts into qabristans and graveyards. Ey Allah, there are so many dead corpses that are lying in our hearts. Ey mere Allah, clean and purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself. Purify our hearts of malice and greed. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Purify our hearts of pride and arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk like munafiks on this earth? Hey Allah, it is just your kindness and your mercy and your rahmat and your generosity that you do not seize us the moment we commit sins. Ya Allah, nations of the past were destroyed upon one sin. Hey mere pyare Allah, it is just your rahmat and the mercy and you are the rahmat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are not seized the moment we commit sins. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness from all the sins. We have no intention of returning to those sins anymore. Oh my Allah, purify our hearts. Ya Allah, give us such connection with you. Give us such a bond with you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such a bond and a connection with Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you any moment. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have made us their ghulams. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan has chained us. Ya Allah, remove us from the chains of nafs and shaitan. And oh Allah, make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, take us out from the slavery of our nafs and shaitan. And make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Give us some enjoyment, oh my Allah, of your connection. Ey mere Allah, shaitan and nafs do not want us to enjoy the taste of your marifat and your yaqeen and your muhabbat and your closeness. Therefore, it takes us to the cinemas and the theaters and zina and fornication and fraud and sins of all kinds. And shaitan, oh Allah, paints a rosy picture that we will be enjoying ourselves. Oh my beloved Allah, it is no enjoyment but disaster. Take us out, oh Allah, from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, give us an enjoyment in your closeness. Ya Allah, hame wo teri marifat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Oh Allah, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the Akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Our lives in your control. Our eyes in your control. Our hearing in your control. Our speech in your control. Oh Allah, if you have to snatch it away, nobody can return it to us. Oh Allah, if you have to snatch it away, no one can return them to us. Oh my beloved Allah, these ni'mats of yours, the very gifts of yours we have used for your disobedience. Ey Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Tera hi diya hua khana khakar. Ey Allah, jab badan ke andar taqat aati hai, to us taqat ko teri hi nafarmani mein hum kharch karte hai. Oh Allah, the food provided by you, when it gives us strength in our bodies, that strength we use for zina, that strength we use for looking at haram, that strength we use for speaking and listening to haram, that strength we use for all kinds of evil. Hey, mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now.
Lekin my Allah, you do not like to punish your creation. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, our life which is gone is gone. We will not be able to bring back a single second from that life. And as we speak, our present is gone to the past. Ya Allah, and the future is totally unknown to us. Whether it's a second or an hour or a year or how much. Hey, very Allah, whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, protect us from everything that is haram and forbidden. Allah, jo zindagi guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. Lekin baqi zindagi hame sirat-e-mustaqim par qaim rakh. Ey Allah, change the conditions in this country also from adversity to that of prosperity. Ey Allah, there are economic problems, there are political problems, there are social problems, there are evils of all kinds that are rapidly, oh Allah, moving in this land. Ey mere Allah, our youth, our children, our wives and sisters and brothers, ey mere pyare Allah, protect each and every one of them. Allah, puri ummat ki tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, the floodgates of porn and the floodgates of evil have opened up in this country too. Ey mere Allah, tu sab ki hifazat farma. Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Allah, protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Ya Allah, the Yahud and the Nasara have got evil intentions towards Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba. Ey mere Allah, uski tu hifazat farma. Har qisam ki aafaton aur balaon se hifazat farma. Ey Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Ey Allah, chote chote masoom bachchon ko bhi ab to qatl kiya ja raha hai. Aur Allah, jis waqt unka qatl ho raha hai, koi football ke andar masroof hai, koi cricket ke andar masroof hai. Ey Allah, koi zina ke andar masroof hai, koi television ke upar masroof hai. Ey Allah, when this is happening in Palestine, when the blood is flowing, Ey Allah, at that time also we are not getting up from our ghaflat and negligence. Ey Allah, hame maaf farma de. Ey Allah, un mujahideen ki madad farma. Unke maqtool ko, Ey Allah, unke shuhada ko tu jannatul firdaus mein ala maqam ata farma. Ey Allah, yahudiyon ki saazish se tu haram, un haramain sharifain ko bhi bacha. And Ey Allah, protect the masjid aqsa also from their false and evil schemes. Ey Allah, sare alam ke andar musalmanon ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ey Allah, unki madad farma. Ey Allah, unki hifazat farma. Oh my beloved Allah, barakat is a lost commodity in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our business. Bless us with barakat in our wealth. Bless us with barakat in our homes. Bless us with barakat in our children. Bless us with barakat in everything that you bless us with. Bless us with barakat in our time. Bless us with barakat, oh Allah, in our waaz and nasihat. Ey mere Allah, har cheez ke andar tu barakat ata farma. Ey Allah, tu be barakati se hamari hifazat farma. Oh Allah, the ummat. There is no doubt their enemies have united to destroy the ummah. But oh Allah, the ummat itself, there's so much of division and disunity and destruction. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed so much of his blood. Ey Allah, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba bears testimony to the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, Taif bears testimony to the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam oozing for the sake of this deed. Ey Allah, how much of his blood oozed. His shoe Mubarak became filled with his blood. Ey Allah, Uhud ke andar mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par patthar phenka jata hai. Ey Allah, there he falls down unconscious. Ey Allah, that place where we make our tawaf with such ease and such comfort. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Ey Allah, it was the very haram sharif where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were beaten up to such an extent that they fell unconscious. Ey Allah, so many sahabas were beaten up there. Ey mere pyare Allah, they were not allowed to make one tawaf with ease and comfort. Ey Allah, aaj us jaga ki hum qadar nahi karte, hum azmat nahi karte. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ummat for whom he stood whole night and prayed and he prayed. The ummat for whom he cried so much that his musalla used to get wet with his tears. The ummat for whom he shed so much of his tears that his beard got wet on so many occasions. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that ummat for whom he prayed so much, when he is informed that that ummat is in the casinos, in the discos, in porn movies and films and in filthy magazines and in adultery and in fornication and in fraud and in gambling. And the names of that ummati appears in papers in all kinds of crime. Ay mere Allah, how much of pain we must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose love we claim to have in our hearts. But oh my beloved Allah, whatever we may have done in our past lives. But oh Allah, make this night a night of change for us. Oh Allah, make this night a night of change for us. Give us the himmat and the courage in our hearts of our lions, oh my beloved Allah, to fight against our nafs and shaitan and to resist the temptations, oh my beloved Allah. Give us, oh my Allah, a connection with you that this resistance to these temptations become extremely easy. Allah, sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, rahat de, maghfirat de. قبر اور دوزخ کے عذاب سے حفاظت فرما, جنت اور فردوس کے اندر اے اللہ مرنے کے بعد ہمیں جگہ عطا فرما. او اللہ, my beloved نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, of all the duas, the most amount of duas that he made was in Hajjatul Wida. Yes. Allah, Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a guiding star, each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Oh Allah, when we gather around the Kaabatullah, oh my beloved Allah, we go with all our sins and with our dirty hearts. With our dirty hearts, oh my beloved Allah. But what a gathering that must have been. The sky will never witness another gathering of that nature. The earth will never have a gathering of that nature again. Allah, on that occasion, all the duas that Rasul Pak Sallallahu made for us, ya Allah, the duas that he made for the ummat, oh Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, oh Allah, after kissing the Hajar Aswad, whatever he asked, Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne rukne yamani ko chhu karke jo manga tha, mizab e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, ay Allah, hatim ke andar namazein pad kar ke jo manga tha, Allah, multazam, how long he attached himself, all the tears that he shed at the multazam for us, Allah, behind the muqab Ibrahim, the duas that he made, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa. How long he stood there, oh my beloved Allah. The duas that he made in Mina, the duas that he made at Muzdalifah, and especially at Arafah. Oh Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless Nabi of yours, for the sake of the ummah and for our sake, oh my beloved Allah. How much he teared, how much he teared. Oh Allah, that even the Arafat, the plains of Arafat are testimony to his tears being absorbed in that Mubarak land. His ihram becomes wet with his tears. Ay Allah, aaj waha bhi hum sachche dil se tawbah nahi karte. Ay Allah, even on Arafat we don't make tawbah with sincerity. But oh Allah, all the duas that he made for us there, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana وقینا عذاب النار. اے اللہ, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں قبول فرما. اے اللہ, protect us from all the fitna that are lashing at us from our right, from our left, from in front of us, from behind us, from above us and beneath us. Oh Allah, protect our iman, protect our wealth and property, protect our homes, protect our cars, protect, oh Allah, each and every ni'mat that you have blessed us with. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين